Oh, give me a second here. Oh, hi guys, welcome to the show. I am trying to do something new and I have no idea what I'm doing. Oh, I got it. I did it. Look at me. I pressed the right button. So we're going to Instagram for the first time, and so I just wanted to make sure I got it right. I did it. Well, I think. Yeah, it looks like we're on Instagram now. Live, isn't that fancy? So there you go. Let me set everything else up. And hi, Trey, are you alive?
That's actually the best thing, that you finally figured out something for our channel. I mean, I honestly had my doubts, but I'm proud of you, Jason. I'm proud of you.
Man, thank you. It's good to make you happy and make you proud.
That is your only job.
Wow. Wow. yep, I see that even my man Simon has just joined the stream. So, hey, we're on the right place. So that is great. Trey, give me some beatboxing, and I'll do some rapping.
Let's get it.
Hey, the Grammys were yesterday, and even Simon went to them. They were like, hey, my boy Saul Paul was there, too. Now I be and my friends and Dre's through 1, 2, 3. They won the Grammy. I messed it up, son. Only if I breathe it full of situation. I'm dope because I'm out of control. I got to feel my little flow. I do what I know. Now I got to rap. I exhale, breathe. I know my little dreams and my things that I see. Did you understand what I came to be? I'm so dope when I'm out of control. When yesery, B.O.B. job. Now I got to rap. Did you understand what I do with these facts? Yes, I'm the best. Now I'm done. Here we go, because I'm done.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep. Flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you.
Dope Sick Nasty, man. So you're saying we're on Instagram Live right now? Is that a thing?
We are on Instagram Live.
We're
right
streaming
now.
Four different services right now. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first for Flows for You history.
Yeah. No, it's pretty crazy. Got Twitch, got YouTube, got Facebook, and got Instagram, which is interesting. So we'll see how that goes. I realized I have so many contacts on Instagram. I was like, oh, I should probably do that.
All right. Sweet. We'll see. What is everybody's headline of the week?
I got memed.
You got memed.
Yep.
Oh no. I can't wait to hear how this goes. My headline is that a biscuit turned into ramen right in front of my eyes.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Dang. That's got a story behind it. My headline, first time away from my kids with my wife, both of us in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
That's wild. Okay. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, I'm looking for a thing real quick. You want to do yours? Cause I need the,
I can.
Thing
so a, bit. A biscuit turned into ramen right in front of my eyes. You're thinking surely not, but then you'd be mistaken because that's exactly what happened. Down the street from my house, there's a little, area. It's got four different restaurants that have, two of which have switched out, sadly. One place that had switched out was called Biscuit Belly. It is a good place to eat. Do not get their brisket, but everything else on their menu is great. Aside from that, they actually didn't do all that hot during the pandemic in that location. They swapped out, and somebody's finally filled their spot. And they are called, it's a ramen shop, Hokkaido. And they are phenomenal. Your boy loves some Asian cuisine, regardless of what it is. I don't care. I love Asian food. It is really good ramen. Their boba's on point. That's the only thing I had in the menu was, I think it was garlic tonkatsu. I'm not entirely sure. I can't remember. I loved it. It was amazing. And that's that. So a biscuit turned into a bowl of ramen right in front of me. Go ahead, Jason.
Wait, did Hot Toast already say his thing, or was I not paying attention when he did?
No, I've been talking the whole time.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're waiting for me. Okay, yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to do this thing, so I'm apologetic. All right, so I got memed, actually, my buddy Saul Paul got memed this week, and he actually did a PBS special on himself, or he had one done on himself, and he was very happy about it, and I guess somebody randomly made a meme of him, and I thought that was pretty great, and so I decided to make this.
Oh, you look straight up like Boston.
Yeah, so that's so
wild.
If young me saw me now, this is my meme. Now, Saul Paul's is way cooler because it was him in middle school. And, you know, he's like this nationally known children's musician guy. But it was crazy because I made this as a joke. And then Saul Paul was like, what would he say? And I was like, oh, well, he'd say, oh, you rap. But then I actually thought about it, and then I started feeling insecure about the whole situation because I'm like, I never really was successful. I just kind of do a thing, and I make it happen. And then I called my mom, and I was like, hey, Mom, did I do anything good? Like, is there any reason why 8-year-old me was think you're awesome? And she's like, no, I know 8-year-old you, and he would want you to be his dad. And
that's like you were the best compliment.
Yeah, and it's like, no. And then when I look back at it, it's like, that's what I always wanted. I wanted the dad that was around me, that believed in me, that wanted to do cool stuff, and that I have that opportunity to be there with my kids and do that is insane. And it definitely made me cry because it was just like, I was just making a joke. I didn't think I was going to actually think about what I've done, something that I always thought, something I always wanted to do, and then I got to do it. And then it's like, I'm still doing it, right? Like, I'm still, like, I'll complain sometimes about, like, why do my kids like me? It's like, I just want to go in a room. Can I just be like that other dad that just goes sits down and watch football and nobody messes with them? You know, that's what I want. But no, I don't really want that. And so it's like, it's so crazy. But yeah, it totally made me cry. And then I was just like, wow, I just made a joke. It just was a funny picture. So there it is one more time. There's that's me.
Awesome.
Also, the funny part about this picture is I'm actually wearing shorts and like knee-high socks.
Dude, you had that is fire fit right there. Where is that?
Yeah, I'm imagine if I was rocking that right now. Like
that's what I'm imagining right now.
Yeah, me with that little scarf on. And I'm like, this is what I'm doing?
No, yeah, don't do that.
No.
Don't ever do that. All right, sweet. So let's hear it from Mr. Hot Toast himself. Simon, what is your headline of the week?
Big time for me. My wife and I went out of town for the first time since having kids, just the two of us, which is almost a decade. So my son Isaac, my oldest, he's going to be 10 this year. Yeah, and we went to the Grammys.
Oh wow! Okay.
It was wild. It was so cool. I met so many people. I haven't slept in like 3 days. You can hear my voice is gone because I've just been talking in loud rooms nonstop. And it was awesome. We had a great time. And the boys were fine. They had a great time too. And so, yeah, I just got back a couple hours ago. That's my headline.
That's who did you meet, man?
Oh, man. I mean, well, I got to talk to Saul Paul, while I was there.
Yeah.
But so many other kindy artists, you know, who some I've gotten to meet this over the past year, some for the first time, people I look up to and inspired by. And then like just a slew of Grammy winners, some that I knew, some that I didn't. I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, the Ludwig, the composer for Oppenheim. He was like up for a bunch of Grammys. I got to talk to him and meet him and his wife. And there's like such cool, kind people, stuff like that. Just normal human beings doing great things and just having real conversations with these people about our families. It was really special. Yeah. Unforgettable.
That's super sick, man. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm glad you got some time away.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it wasn't like time at the beach.
Sure.
But it was time away, and it felt good, you know, after 10 years. Sure.
Did you ever think that you would go to the Grammys?
No, I never, never in a million years. None of this. I never imagined any of this, you know?
Yeah.
It's serendipity, you know?
It's so weird. It's like when you're growing up, you're not going, hey, I'm gonna be making random songs for kids, and then I'm going to go to the Grammys. And right. Then I'm also going to know a Grammy winner. You know, like you're literally going to,
yeah.
You actually hung out with them. Like I loved your little dance with them. That made me laugh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We were all in. We had that. I don't know where that energy came from, but we found it.
Yeah. Well, it's cool to be able to have your wife with you for that too. So that's even cooler. So keep you out of trouble.
Keep me out of trouble. I mean, you know, I couldn't be doing any of this without her. So.
Yeah. Well, she does all the work, right? You're just the pretty face.
I mean, that's the reality. Yeah, not even that. She's both of those things.
Oh man,
I'm just the toast, man. I'm just the toast.
Yeah, and she's the hot music company.
He's the company. She's the hot. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so cool. Like again, we had Lavender Blues last year, and. They had got to go to the Grammys, and it was just that big smile on her face was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah. So. Yep.
That is awesome. Those are some great headlines of the week, guys. And Trey, I think it's about that time.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Jason, because it's one of my favorite times of the show. It is time for DJ Sound Effects Quiz. Let's get it. I hope you guys are prepped and ready because you cannot be prepped and ready for this quiz. This is about random facts of life. It's got some cool scientifical things all up in this biz. But Mr. Simon, you will be pitted up against Jason. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's in your favor. It's against Jason. But then again, I put it up against Jason this way because I believe in him. And I think one of these days, he's actually going to win this quiz. It's going to happen. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. So how the quiz is set up.
Hopefully not today.
Hopefully not today. Hopefully not today. How the quiz is set up is some of these are multiple choice. Some of these are open questions. And I will kind of help you guys navigate the questions along the way. But we will have Mr. Simon go up first. You guys both get any of all questions. You have a chance to answer any and all questions I throw your way. Whoever answers the most correct questions at the end will win a prize. It is nothing of monetary value right now, but it might be one day. I don't know. Without further ado, let's get right on into it. Are you guys ready?
Let's go.
I was born ready. Let's do it.
Question number one. So you don't like Mr. Toast, right?
I mean, you know, when you're like in Simon. This profession, Simon's... I'll go with whatever. But yeah, sure. Simon, yeah.
Simon how about, is awesome.
How about, have you been ever called Teacher Toast?
Teachy toast.
Come here, teachy toast.
All right. Anyway, so in what country did the Chernobyl nuclear attack disaster? Excuse me, not nuclear attack. In which country did the Chernobyl nuclear disaster occur, Simon? Is it Russia, Ukraine, or Lithuania?
I gotta go with. Man, where's Chernobyl? Russia.
Okay, Jason. Same question.
Ukraine.
Here's the tough part. Jason's actually right. It happened in Ukraine. It was a crazy thing that occurred. If you guys don't know what Chernobyl is, go do your own research. There's a whole documentary about it. That's, I believe, on. Where is that documentary at? I forget what it's called.
So I know what you're talking about. I saw that.
Service.
Yeah, it's really good. You guys should like feel free to give that a listen. He said, I came, Olaf Slayer's coming in saying, I came in to hear Hot Toast and Company. I am prepared. He says, Russia. Sorry, man, you're wrong. That's where they keep the mutants. Hey, you know what? That's actually another thing, too. Go research crazy animals that still live there and have somehow survived and mutated extra limbs and stuff. Anyway.
Really? Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, it's wild. It's kind of buck wild. It's changed the ecosystem forever. It'll never, I mean, probably it'll take millions of years for it to go back to what it was. Jason, you're up next. What is the largest bird of prey in the world? Is it the ostrich, the American Eagle, the Andean Condor, or the Peregrine Falcon?
Andean Condor.
Nope, that's not one.
Number C?
Oh, that's not a number.
A?
Try again?
A?
The ostrich?
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right, Simon, what is the largest bird of prey in the world? Is it the ostrich, the American Eagle, the Andean Condor, or the Peregrine Falcon?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Andean Condor.
I'm actually glad you picked that one. That's correct.
Yeah. But yeah. I said Andean Condor.
Jason, you said Indian Condor. That wasn't an option.
I didn't say Indian Condor.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And I tried to help you,
number three. But
then you switched your option up. Or like, I don't know what happened. Simon, you're up first. What is the name of the scale used to measure spiciness of peppers? This is an open question.
Man, spicy peppers.
You think that the portrayer of Hot Toast Music Company would know spicy.
I'd know more about heat measurements.
So is it here? Oh, do you have an answer, or do you want me to help you out?
I don't have an answer. No.
Well, let me help you out. So is it?
Do you want me to answer before you give him ideas, Trey?
Sure, Jason. Go ahead.
It's Schofield's. That is.
Okay, so we're gonna run this back. So Simon, is it the Lambert scale, the Juvenile scale, or is it the Scoville scale?
Dang it.
Yes. It is the Scoville scale.
Congratulations. I don't know what Jason pronounced, but it's Scoville. Man, that's Jason, come on, dude. Let's go. Knocking out of the park already.
I said Schofield's.
You said Schofield. What is that? Is that a coffee company or something?
It's
Scoville. It is not. Scoville or Scoville and Schofield's. One's a farm,
pepper trivia,
and one's a pepper.
I mean, you're right. You do live in Lewisfield.
That's so terrible. You get a point deducted for that. All right, so Jason, you're up next. We got two more questions. We're going to run through these real quick. Jason, in Greek mythology, who is the goddess of wisdom and warfare? Is it A, Persephone, B, Athena, or C, Aphrodite?
It's Athena.
Okay. Simon, same question. Persephone, Athena, or Aphrodite? Who's the Greek goddess of wisdom and warfare?
Wisdom and warfare. Yeah, I'd have to go with Athena.
Congrats. You guys both got it right.
Yeah.
This is a first. and this is for a coup de grace mansion in the yacht. This is anybody's Xena. No, that's
Warrior
a show.
Princess.
That is a show. That is not one of the answers. Sorry, Olaf Slayer. You would get a point wrong. Anyway, so we're going to move right along here. This is the coup de grace mention the yacht. Anybody's game. Anybody can win this quiz. I hope you guys are ready.
Okay.
Wrong answers only, Jason. No, we're going to go with Simon first. What is the name of the coffee that's made from poop?
Oh, yes.
And this is an actual thing, by the way.
But you don't have to, you get it wrong and just make Trey laugh. That's all you need.
Okay. Wrong answers only. The goal is to make me laugh.
So I made up a little song about this coffee in college when I heard about it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You get extra credit if you sing the song.
Oh man, I'm trying to remember it.
You just
this was long before I ever started doing kids music.
Okay. And I don't remember. Then don't do that.
I don't remember whether the name Oh man. It comes from a cat-like creature.
But this is wrong answers only.
This is wrong answers only.
Wrong
you
answers
have to make them laugh.
So you don't have to actually give me the right answer.
Okay.
You just gotta make me laugh.
Okay, great. I'm gonna it came from the deep coffee.
It came from the deep coffee?
Yeah.
Okay, Jason.
Trey's restroom.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to Simon. Congratulations, you win the quiz.
Thank you, I'll take it.
You have to do a play on words, Jason, like deep, dark deep dark coffee or chocolate. I don't know. Something gross, man.
What? Like making fun of you wasn't good
deep
enough.
Dark chocolate.
Deep dark chocolate. DJ sound effects effect.
Turning point coffee. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, it's actually called Kopi Luwak. And yeah, it's like a fox-like creature. It's really gross. They, you know, hey, not knocking on people's, you know, delicacies or whatever. They get the creature to eat coffee beans, and then from its poop they extract the coffee. They like clean that. I don't know how you would clean that, but they put it together and grind it up, and voila, you've got Kopi Luwak. And apparently it tastes really good, but I will allow.
I have not tried it. I remember seeing so many ads for it in the early 2000s.
Yeah, you know what? They can try that. I'll probably never try it unless I was.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't take me in.
No. Yeah. So anyway, you win the quiz and you get our nice little thing that Boston actually designed.
Twice brewed. That'd be a good.
Oh.
Unfiltered.
There you go. You get a golden donut. The golden glaze, right, Jason?
Is yes, the golden donut glaze designed by my son that he wants to turn into a plushie.
Honestly, I'd buy that plushie. We, quite frankly, that should be our mascot.
I'm thinking of adding them to the intro, actually. Like at the end for the victory.
But enough about all that.
I've got a great donut song for you if you do.
Ooh,
dude, we're down to hear it, man. Yeah, we're down to listen. But all that good stuff. Congratulations, Simon. You know, you got to keep, you know, humbling Jason wherever you go. But I want to know why Simon's on the show today, Jason. Why is he on the show?
Well, when I asked Simon to be on the show like 6 years ago, he didn't even respond. No one even cares about my jokes anymore. They just quit. He said open your mind and be curious about our amazing world. Why do we need to be curious about this amazing world, Simon from Hot Toast Music Company, for a better year?
I think spending so much time having kids and spending time teaching kids and playing music with them, I think one way that's impacted me is you begin to realize how we become zombies as we get older a little bit and stop noticing just how magical the world is that we live in, you know, like things that we take for granted, like a seed sprouting, or like amazing animal facts. Like is it the Kopi Luwak? Is that what that creature's called?
Kopi Luwak is the coffee. I don't know.
I forget the creature name.
I'll look it up real quick for you.
It's a good trivia fact. I used to know it. Yeah. Anyway, but just, you know, amazing. It's good to know where your coffee comes from, you know?
Yeah. Whose butt it comes from.
Who brewed this? But I mean, like the world is amazing. And I think one thing I notice in my kids and in myself as an adult is once you get to be around the age of 3 or 4, you learn this word bored. And you get this feeling of like, something my kids always love to say, and I relate to it because I feel this way too, but like, I don't know what to do. And I think that feeling is the beginning of creativity and magic in my own experience. Like, creating as an artist for me happens the minute I don't know what to do. Right. And then I begin to create this like dead space, where I can let in the muse, that part of us that makes something out of nothing, right? But when we fill up our attention with things all the time, we stop noticing the amazing parts of ourselves that are kind of mysteriously inside of us and all around us and in each other. So anyway, that's, to me, children teach us to come back to our curious mind, you know?
Yeah. No, it totally makes sense. Like, you know, again, being a dad, like you definitely realize that, wow, these are interesting situations. So my son gets fixated on certain things. And so I've learned a lot of facts about Big Ben and 9/11, or actually the World Trade Centers, even zoning about the new World Trade Center. So I have lots of facts in my head that my son just, because he'll be like, "Daddy, what's this answer?" And then I have to know it somehow. Like, so, and I'm a researcher at heart. So there I am spending way too much time learning all these things so I could give him actual answers. Yeah, it was it's hilarious. But yeah, it's definitely true how it works. Like, just looking around for things and taking advantage of this world. You're right. Totally becomes zombies. But I'm so glad you're here. What you do is pretty amazing. I do want to mention one cool thing. On Instagram, one of my favorite restaurants in San Antonio just randomly popped in and to watch the stream. And they make this jalapeno fried chicken. They marinate it in jalapeno sauce juice overnight, and then they deep fry it, and then it's a delicious chicken. It's only special, but man, sorry, randomness. But hey, man,
sounds good.
Yeah, oh, it is very good. I have to take you there next time you're around, Trey. But that is cool. But anyways, I guess the first question is, how'd you end up being Hot Toast Music Company? You know, people could have smaller music names. How do you end up with that as your music name?
Yeah, how did I end up? Well, Hot Toast is the first song I ever really wrote with my kids. My son Isaac was 1 year old around there, and he had just started eating solid food, and he was like obsessed with toast. This is what I mean. Like, when you're, it's like when you're those young ages, things are just amazing. Something like toast is everything. And I just, you know, when you're a dad, like you're saying, like you just, you're watching this human being unfold, you know, slowly by piece. And you're like just taking in all the different parts of who this person is a little bit at a time. It's just, it's the most amazing way to get to know a human, you know, because you're there for every part of the process, for all the firsts. And, you know, when he fell in love with toast, for me, I'm like watching the way he loves watching how it's made and the texture of the toast when he crunches it. And so all of that to me, this whole experience, and then just the act of eating, how like it was important to him that we all sat down and ate our toast together. And this whole thing became more than just, you know, for me, I just throw a piece of bread in the toaster and pop, and I'm like running out the door to get to work. For him, this was a huge part of his day as like, you know, an 11th month old. So I like wrote a song, all the different parts of, you know, all the things I noticed, I put it into a song, and we just started singing it around the house. And that kind of became the beginning of me writing hundreds and hundreds of songs about all the things that him and every other kid I know was interested in. And so that was kind of like where the name came. And I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I was writing songs with kids for years. I met with a buddy of mine one day. We went out to get a drink, and I was like, I think this is kind of turning into something. I'm horrible at coming up with names for things. And I was like, I don't know what to call it. And he asked me, he was just like, well, you know, what are you writing about? And I told him about Hot Toast. And he was an artist. So he just drew a toast on a paper with a light bulb in it. He's like, I think that's your logo, man. And that right there and then it was born.
That's amazing. We do have a serious question from Jaime. Would you call yourself a Toastmaster?
I would like to. I'll put it this way. I would like to one day attain that status of Toastmaster. You know, I think it takes a lot of practice and a lot of toppings to get to that point.
Was it, I just started, like, when we were at ACL, I finally had an official avocado toast. And yeah, avocados is, well, I mean, in general, like, I understand. I mean, I love guacamole, so I understand what avocado toast is. But until I had a proper avocado toast, it didn't really make my brain register how delicious it is with a little Parmesan on it and all that stuff. Man, avocado toast is pretty tasty. And it is, to make a good avocado toast, it needs to be well toasted.
Yeah. So. How about avocados just breaking in everywhere?
So good. Well, I live in San Antonio, so they're already everywhere.
Savory fruit. I mean, but like across the United States. Everybody's finally getting it. I've always loved them. But yeah.
They have them in Tulsa. I didn't realize that was a thing. I'm just playing.
They make their way here.
Random side tangent. The cats that eat the coffee beans are called Asian palm civets. So That's what that is.
Animal so avocado, coffee makers.
Yes. Ugh. Avocado toast is great, but not like Batman. It's overrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Batman is Batman.
And I'm going to always choose a breakfast taco over avocado toast. But if I need some fat in the morning, you know, it's a healthy source of fat.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just kidding, Jason.
I'm going to go cry. You know, was it just yesterday or the day before my son was like, am I going to become fat like dad? And I was just like,
oh, no.
And I was like, oh, like he that's, was just
a wake up call.
He was just talking, like he wasn't meaning it mean wise. He just was talking. And then I've been trying to do better. I've been making better choices. But yeah, that was not fun to hear.
Okay. Speaking of like that question about Toastmaster, this is why I know I'm not there. I've had some funny conversations at concerts about toast. I mean, dad's telling me they put ketchup on their toast in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I'll ask that question. I'll be like, what do you put on your toast every time I play it? And I've gotten some weird answers. But the one that I still have not figured out is a little boy. It was up in Colorado. It was playing in, I think, Denver, Colorado, right outside there, a couple years ago. And one, I was playing in a park, asked the question. One little boy, maybe like 4 years old, he said he puts little green balls on his toast. And I don't know what they are. And I tried to...
Peas?
I asked about peas. I was thinking maybe capers, but that seemed a little fancy.
You know, it's probably those melons. The melon balls where you like, you know, because you'll take a green melon and then you always ball it up. And so maybe it's green melon balls, which I could definitely see on toast.
I don't even know what those are. I'll have to look really? That up.
Yeah.
Green melon balls.
Melon balls, yeah. So...
See what I mean? I've got room to grow.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's hilarious that you've actually spent this many hours considering how much you know about toast. But like, did you expect like, I guess it is a very easy thing when you sing your kids and your kids like it, then you're like, man, this might be a thing that I'm good at doing. But like when you were growing up, you were definitely not thinking I'm gonna be a kids musician. I assume you wanted to be a musician. No, not even a musician.
No. I dropped out of piano after a couple months. My sisters went on to be like concert pianists. I really had no music exposure until my early 20s. And I lived in Maine. There's not a lot of people in Maine. So I got myself a guitar. And for me, music from the very start was more about songwriting. So I was at some local show and I heard a songwriter on stage, open mic night, and this songwriter got up and said something along the lines of, if you want to be a good songwriter, you got to write a song a day. And that's how you find the good ones. So I just started doing that. To this day, you know, I mean, there's weeks I don't do it, but especially now that I'm busier, but a song a day, just thousands of songs. I try to start and finish, if I can, a song every day. And when I had the boys, when Isaac was born, it opened up this new world where like, I can literally write a song about anything. And it's such a cool idea to me that I can make a song about putting lids on containers but still make it interesting musically and lyrically and meaning and tie meaning in sometimes in like humorous ways, but just I just love that aspect of it, you know, like that there's ways to be creative that I would have never thought of just by myself, because I think music is communal, at least for me it is. Like creating art is a very communal experience. And doing that with kids, it's elevated that experience for me.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, no, I'm getting critiqued here by my questioning here by Jaime. And it says, hey, Jason, how did you tell someone that they're not a musician how do you tell somebody they're a musician without telling them they're a real musician?
That was so you know hard what? To listen to.
Every time that I... every time I say that, I never mean it that way. I never mean that like I always get mad that I didn't think to be a children's musician when I started doing music, because to me, that's where I would have been. Like, that, instead of just spending years trying to be a, like, a serious rapper, I would have just focused on kid stuff, because it's just something that makes me happy. But so when I say that, I'm never meaning that to say you're not good at it, you're not good. It's like, no, some of the coolest musicians I know, like, I was Fuch is one impressive dude. What he does and with his band and all that stuff. But it's like, these softball is another good example. Just people that are impressive, they're real musicians. So I never mean to call somebody they're not a musician because they do children's music. That's not my heart.
No, man. So, some great musicians.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Oh, like when we were at that roundup thing, like seeing these insane musicians that you never even knew existed, like that one lady that played the Spanish guitar.
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah,
I was like, what is going on? This is insane. But it's so crazy. And then these people have all decided to focus. And again, as a parent, the idea that somebody's decided that this is their focus, that's amazing to me. And I assume that you're in the same light of that.
Yeah, 100%.
And so so far, so you've wrote thousands of songs. Now I am gonna ask, what is your like favorite song? Do you have a favorite out of all the songs you've ever written?
Oh, out of all the songs I've ever written?
Oh, we'll just say kids music wise.
Yeah. I mean, I have some that are my favorites for sure, yeah.
Well, do you want to know my favorite song of yours? Yeah, please. The Beard song.
Man, that is, yeah, it's a great one.
What makes somebody write a song about a beard just magically showing up on their face? How does that happen?
It is one of my favorite stories, and really, like, I think it's like captures how and why I write with kids. So I do music at a preschool. I've done it since my boys were born, a Reggio Emilia preschool in town called B'nai Amuna. And you know, this is like 7 years ago when I was first starting. Two of the girls in the program were out in the playground and the Gaga pit. It was Madeline game, and another girl. Yeah. And they ran up to me and I had a giant beard. I should have brought a picture. I mean, it was like, you know, it rivaled yours.
It was nice.
It was a man's beard. It was really nice. It was a man's beard, not this little dainty thing I got going on now. But I'm just out there and they ran up to me and they're like, Mr. Simon, what's on your face? And they were so genuine. Like, the question was real. And I just had, I had the mental awareness to push record on my phone. And I recorded our conversation. And we just went back and forth. And they're like, you look like a bear. And then I was like, a bird in your beard. You know, they just kept on going back and forth. And I'm pretending like, I don't know, it's there. And those word for word lines from that conversation, I went home. And that's what I used to make the song. So that song is really like an actual conversation that I had with those two little girls in the playground. And that's what I mean. I never would have come up with that conceptually, that like, where did this thing come from? That's like out of their mind, you know? So.
That's amazing. Happened. Yeah. Well, that's the crazy part. It's like, that's why I love asking questions like that. Cause it's like, how did this even come to your mind? But it makes sense. Children helped, because some of their ideas are the weirdest ones, and you're like, oh, I would have never thought about that. That's so fun. And again, that's cool that, like, even as you mentioned about this album that you just did, which is All the Feels, like that was one of the one where like you actually had your kids with you writing the songs, right?
And oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's an amazing thing. Now from our third coast, we do have a few questions here. So Trey, you want to ask some questions for Jaime?
Oh, well, he's asking, how long have you been doing what you do?
Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay. Yeah. So I really started writing kids' songs with and for kids when my son was born. So he was born, he just turned 8 in December, or 9. He just turned 9 in December. So about 9 years. You know, I started writing lullabies when he was, you know, still in the belly. So maybe 9-10 years is when I started moving into this genre.
Awesome, man. And then he asked, what were some of your life career milestones?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
He's a professional.
You know, I think, like, for me, my passion is, I love creating. I've been a teacher for like 20 plus years, and I love I love the experience of creativity happening in the moment with my kids and other kids. So there are certain songs that were magical, like that beard song, like that for me is like, it's just that moment when it just happened. Like how it's like magic. I have a lot of those along the way, but really like all the time. I mean, I'll be at a birthday party tomorrow, you know, with a 3-year-old, and it'll be like, there's a moment there where it's just so real and special. And we're like connected. I think that's what music does. That's why it's so special. Not just music, all art. That connects us. And so being able to be a part of those situations, those every one of them for me is like this joy-filled milestone. So it's hard to just point to one. I feel like I'm in that moment all the time. I feel really fortunate being able to do this for that reason.
That's amazing. And again, like, it's funny. We mentioned this earlier when we were talking about the Grammys, but like being around that many like successful musicians, and again, not saying you're not successful, I'm just saying these are the people that have been nominated for this thing, and then we know, was it inspiring? Like, did you feel like, wow, now I just got to make more music? You know what I'm saying?
It was really inspiring to hear, especially some of the speeches. So there's one woman and I got to talk to her. She won the Grammy for the, you know, they did that, the Beatles song remake with the music video. She did, oil painting animation for that. And her speech, you know, I'm not going to try to do it because I'll butcher what she said, but the gist was, I don't want to do it injustice, but like talking about, you know, that as an artist, many of us have this thing inside of us that just this urge to create. And it's like almost like a weight, and it can feel like a struggle sometimes. And she, you know, on stage, she said she painted like 1500 oil paintings, to create this thing. And she has kids, she's like baby, like small children. And I just so related to how she articulated that, on the mic. And then when we spoke afterwards, that, you know, you have to do it. Something inside of you has to get this creativity out, and you can't really explain why. And then when you have kids, it adds this other dimension. And we were talking about how, you know, your kids, they know, like a child, like my kids, if I'm not paying full attention to them, my son Ezra does this thing where he's like, daddy, you might experience this. Uh-huh. Yeah, daddy. And I'm like looking right at him. But my brain is writing a song and no one else would know that, but he knows, daddy, until I'm like, yes, Ezra. And I let go of all that stuff in my brain. I cut the cord and I'm fully present. And then he starts talking to me, right? So there's like this mystical world of creativity, and I think kids are close to it. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so that amazing. Was inspiring at the Grammys to like hear and see that in other artists and be like, man, these are kind of like my people. Like other people are experiencing this.
That's amazing. I'm reading all Jaime's comments. Do you have any questions for your on your own, Trey?
I mean, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh man!
And you know, like, choosing to stay with our company. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I would like to know more about, you know, my benefits package.
Well, they're actually bumping everything up.
Yeah, and I don't know. Are there going to be more quizzes? Because that will also influence my decision.
Would it matter if you won them?
Yeah, that's going to matter. If I know the answers, that will matter. Yeah.
Every quiz. Yeah. Oh, Trey, that would be a fun bit. Is if you sent the person the answers and they had like a little sheet and it had your picture on it, and it was like Trey's answers for the quiz. So that'd be a fun bit.
Sounds pretty good. You know, I don't know. In 5 years, I've never been very good at the whole 5-year plan thing. Sure. And any plans I've had, they never really end up working out the way I want. Or thought.
Life.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years. I think I'm riding this wave and trying to do it with gratitude. And also when you're a parent, like time, it's a time warp. So I don't know. like apparently 9 years have passed since having kids, and I don't know how to compute that, you know, 9, 5, 3, 1, it's all, I'm just kind of in it. I'm trying to live in this moment and
just here, man.
And do my best. Yeah.
Well, so one thing I learned, which is disheartening, is that kids have their own tastes, and even if their dad does music, they might not like it. And so do your children have a favorite children's musician that's not you, or are they real big fans of dad?
They can be harsh critics. They can,
yeah.
They definitely have opinions. They also help to write most of these songs. So more than them, like, liking other music more than it, I think they just take a lot of ownership. I had this, it was maybe last year with my youngest. I was trying to get him to brush his teeth and take a bath. And, you know, when you're 5, sometimes you just don't want to do that kind of thing. And he was mad. I mean, he was like spitting nails, man. He was like so mad at my wife and I that we were going to make him take a bath before bed. And he's just like, I'm like, this is our job as a parent. You know, Ezra, we have to do this. We have to make sure you're clean. He's like, this isn't your job. He's very articulate. He's like, this isn't your job. Your job is singing music to kids. And you don't even use your own words in your song. You use my words anyway.
Oh, I write these songs. Gosh.
I was like, so in that moment, he was kind of taking his royalties in a sense. But I want this. They take so much ownership of it. But you know, they're very musical. I mean, they love everything from classical to music. They're in this period of time where they're just exploring different artists. So they get to hear, like, we just listened to all of Future's album last week. Mm-hmm. And that was like really a super meaningful experience for them. I get to meet all these artists, so I always share everything with them. Esther Crow, we got really into her album for a while. Laura Doherty, I mean, I could go on and on. So many Kindy artists that we've really dived into on our way back and forth to school. But also, you know, they're into Queen, they're into soundtracks, sure, movies, you know. They're into all of it, dude.
Yeah, no. I remember the first time my son was like, Dad, stop rapping. Yeah, I'll be like doing a song in the car where I'll be practicing something. He's like, no, you're not as good as Saul Paul. And I'll be like, out. And don't get me wrong, he's definitely more successful than me, but we do different stuff. But I've known him since he started, so it's always funny. But again, he did want him on his at his birthday party, so you know, that's pretty cool.
Take a breather, get some water real quick, Jason.
I know, I'm dying over here. I don't have anything. So, but so we got to move on. But I do have a question. So, do you have new projects coming up? What's going on with that?
Yeah, so I just released this All the Feels album that came out earlier this last year. And then I started production in January on a brand new album. It's an ambitious project. So it's all about animals. And I'm also writing a book. I'm almost finished with this book called Animals Among Us. And it's long form poetry about 30 native endangered species that kids can learn about and find, you know, right in their backyard. So
awesome.
There's no reason to get bored, but kind of using animals as a lens, a mirror for ourselves to like learn about ourselves and who we are as people, and also a window into other people's worlds, that there's a lot we can learn about what it means to be a community and be a healthy person, and how to take care of our planet just by learning about the other species that live here. So that's what I'm working on, and I'm really excited about it. I wrote these songs at a Joel Sartori. I don't know if you're familiar with his work. He's a National Geographic photographer. And I got to kind of have a residency at our big local park, The Gathering Place, a couple summers ago, singing songs in this room filled up with his photography of these species. And over the course of the summer, singing for hundreds of kids, I slowly wrote songs about every one of these animals, and just developed this really serious connection to all of them as I learned about them and like actually looked at them in detail up close every week all summer long. So that's kind of where these songs came from. And it's really some of my favorite musically, like some of my favorite stuff I've ever done. So I'm excited about it. We've started it. So we'll see how long it takes us to finish it, but it's coming.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Trey, are we good to go?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, do you want to give him the plug before or after the
rap? Yeah, we do the plug.
All right, sweet. So yeah, Simon, this is your chance just to kind of, I know you just kind of promoted just some of the little bit of stuff that you got going on, but now's the chance to just tell everybody where they can find you, if you want to plug anything else, and you get the entire screen in one second as I prep this, because we need to get these banners out of the way because they look really weird. I love this. Anyway, so you get a full screen in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I got the full screen. You can find Hot Toast, www.hottoastmusic.com. I'm really active on Instagram and sometimes on TikTok. And then I share things to Facebook, too. But I share our parenting adventures on Instagram. And that's kind of where I update the places I play. Also, definitely check out my website. I just launched a merch store with new Hot Toast. Goes well with Hot Toast mugs. Got new sweatshirts, all kinds of stuff up there. And my goal this year is to start putting videos up on YouTube. I have a whole sing-along series that I'll be coming out with. And some of these songs I partnered with our Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. So a lot of songs about vegetables. Anyway, tons of stuff going on there. But yeah, connect with me and I'd love to hear from you. I love writing songs with kids. So if your kids would ever want to write a song, you can actually email me from my website with ideas, and that's where a lot of my songs come from. So, yeah, this is great. It's nice having this full screen here. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Well, I think it's time for a wrap.
Yes, I'm so glad you said something, Jason, because it's time for a wrap. Dope Sick Nasty. Oh, that's cute. He said, that's a lot of pops, Trey. I thought you were saving for the wedding. It doesn't look like you're saving. Hi, mate. This has been on my wall for like a year.
Yeah, just because you're noticing. Yeah. He didn't do that yesterday.
These have both been here for quite some time. He said, time for raps. That dude kills it every shot. He said, my kids are both teens. They still get mad at me when I force them to get a shower. It never ends. That's interesting. He said,
that's not what I wanted to hear today.
haven't seen y'all for over a year. That's tough, man. I'm glad you're back. Anyway, Jason, you ready to rock?
Yes. I'm going to make up a song about everything we talked about. Is there anything you'd like me to add to this song, or just wanted me to do a song about something totally different and just throw a wrench in my get up? Whatever you want to do. What would you like to do, Mr. Hot Toast?
I definitely want something in there about coffee.
Yeah, make it happen.
And its origins. The origin story of maybe a less than desirable coffee bean.
The caca coffee.
Ooh. Something about that in there, yeah.
Sure, I can make that happen.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Man.
Explaining maybe, this right here.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, maybe just a little bit more on that.
Sure, sure. All right, I feel good about that.
What we got? We got toast. We got raps. We got children's music. We got
Grammys.
Jason as a kid. We got what?
Animals. We got animals.
Grammys. Yeah, we talked a ton about animals today. All right.
Showers.
So would you prefer? Why did the banners pop off? I hate that it does that. It's so crazy. Hot Toast Music Company. Sweet. Let's get it. Jason, you ready?
Yep.
Yo, we got DJ Sound Effects, Hot Toast Music Company, and Scout the Psalmist on the mic. Let's get it, y'all.
Hi, kids. Do you like coffee? I know that it's amazing if I'm walking Hawkley. Now I gotta say sometimes, get it softly. I was tripping like this, they could say naughty. Now I gotta talk about poo-poo coffee that I be. We got little cats eating crazy things, and then they poo-poo, then we doo-doo. Then we gotta say that's so yummy because it's cuckoo. Now you get it Starbucks, only if it go down. I know sometimes I can tell that I rap for now. Now it's time for raps, time for you. If you want me to understand what I do. And now I got Mr. Jaime chilling right now. Don't forget about the situation that we style. And we even got some, see some. He checked us out. He was like one son. And don't forget about it. You got to roll down. I got to hit it up. I got to flow now. I'm talking about my beard and never CE. He's talking about how he's talking to a kid G. And they were like, hey, where did that beard come from? You're like, I've been growing it for years. Yes, son. And they're like, no, I don't believe you. And you're like, oh, I guess I'm going to write a song, dude. That's like you did all the songs on your album with your kids because they're taking the writing credits and hopefully the royalties so you won't have any money. Yes, siree, and that's cool. And you got a new star. You even have plushies galore. Now you got to say that it's right when you stand up on the mic and yelling out loud and you're doing what's hypo. You sitting at the Grammys, bro. You're looking like Cool Man filling the show. Did you have a red suit on? I'm just wondering if you knew what I'm doing, but now I'm showing you something as a rip rhyme and I go, and yes, that was me and that cowboy. Get up, bro. Oh no, now I get it gone through. That was me at 8 looking so darn cool and fresh, only if you can't get this mess. And yeah, I would probably say, hey, yeah, I want you to be my dad, even though I know I could be a better dad. Sometimes I gotta grow up and then I get back, and then I have to go for the life and the fact, and I know that I can rap and I get through, and you want me to say what I do. Ooh, ah, but now I gotta break it through town. Now we're looking back, balls to flow now. I know what we came to do, and we got Hot Toast looking so cool. Ooh, and he has a cookie song. Who doesn't have a cookie song? I'm just saying, you rap along, and then you want to make it all right for the long. Yeah, we get through. I'm sitting there, dude, looking like it's together. I'm thinking that's cool, and I just realized, who chose that wallpaper, bro? I'm just saying, I'm not trying to lose my mind, yo. Out of control, but now I get it gone ripe. When I got a little on that, and I say that back, you're sitting down track. Kids are like, hey guy, how you doing in that? And only if I can't get through, I gotta wait back because I can't move. I hope I brought up all the things that we talked about. I know sometimes I turn back and I run out, only if I couldn't go through the day. Now I gotta move because the words I say, and you want me to go down the time with the right to find the rhyme, wondering why, but now I get it. Yo, and now I spit it. Now I gotta say there's something else that was terrific. Only if I can't say, now I go through. And Trey's looking so cool because he knows, dude. And yeah, those pops, he just bought those yesterday. He only get what he's doing because he run away. And Jaime and Olaf having a great time. In the comments, they're about to lose their mind. I'm still don't understand why the kids don't take showers if they can't be. My dude would take a shower every single hour if he could. He'd do it every single moment like my kid do. Oh, my baby, she brushes her teeth every day. I'm like, oh, please stop. Don't you know the other way? Anyways, guess I can't be. This is the third best part of the show, see?
Hopefully that was entertaining for you.
Love it.
Dang. I was stalling at the end there trying to remember if there was anything else to conversate about.
I do not know how you do that. That's amazing.
I appreciate that. I said lots of practice. And you should see us when we do when we do ACL, that's like just hours upon hours of just making up random songs about random things.
Wow. So, yeah, that's wild, man.
How many songs did we create in 1 week? Well, 2 weekends?
350 in 6 days.
Yep.
Wow.
So each kid gets about 3 minutes, and then we have Trey as a beatboxer, we have a guitar singer, guitarist and a singer. And then we have me, and then we have Clay, who is also a rapper. And either he feeds the words or I give the words. And it's pretty insane what we're actually able to pull off in those 6 days.
And you record it for him?
Yeah, each kid gets a personalized song.
Ah, that's so cool.
Yeah. So.
Ah, cool. I love that. Man.
Yep.
That's
rad.
Yes, Jaime, that's an actual thing that we do. I thought you knew that, but that's okay.
But it's been a year, so maybe he didn't know about the thing that we talk about often.
Maybe not.
But yeah, that's actually the thing that I do. I like bring those booths and do the things to other people's projects.
You got to come up to Tulsa because I do a songwriting program here for like K through second graders. Mm-hmm. It would be amazing. You got to come up sometime.
Yeah, you just got to talk to me. I said, I actually have good friends in Tulsa, so we have an excuse to go visit them.
Well, let's get something on the books. That's amazing.
We'll talk about it. I said I'm not super booked this year, so.
Okay. Awesome.
But thank you so much for this time. I hope you had a great time. It's so fun to talk to you. I said, I love that you spent time with us. What time did you get home from the flight?
Oh, dude. Yeah. I've only been home a couple hours. Wow. So we did not sleep. We slept like 3 hours this weekend.
Yeah. You literally live in Tulsa and you came from California. You flew in. I was wondering, did you leave this morning or did you leave last night?
Oh, we left this morning. We left our hotel room at like 4:30 this morning, and we got in at 2 last night. Mm-mm. That's what I mean. When you said the words quiz,
you did fine.
I just kept on. More
coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
Jaime's also available if you need him.
Everybody come.
That's so funny. But is everybody still there? I don't know.
It's just saying Instagram is disconnected.
Yeah, I took care of it.
Everything else is streaming. That's weird.
So no, Instagram only allows you to use 45 minutes.
It says an hour.
Or an hour, sorry.
So we just hit that. That's
for sure. Yeah, that's great. As I said, that's the first time I ever did Instagram, and we did our thing. So
Jason, who are our sponsors? Cool.
Well, you know, we have nomadweb.design. If you're looking for a new website, go over there. They pay us if you were to buy the new website for them. So that make us happy. And then, you know, if you're looking for great wraps and birthdays, Flows For You Party is always available. You can go to our website, flowsforyou.com, and find out more information. You know, always say hi to our friend at Bossman Media, who hooked us up with some of these awesome graphics. And that is pretty great. And Trey, I'm forgetting lots of things today. Tell the people.
We'd love to have you guys on the show. We talk about a little bit of everything, and we're also funny while we do it. We try to keep things as light as possible. We do talk about serious topics every once in a while. We'd love to have you on the show. Hit us up on Facebook. That's our mainstay on where to reach us. Just through Facebook Messenger, Flows For You, Trey Stoneburner. Or DJ Sound Effects. Don't go on there. I'm still updating my Facebook. Or Scout the Psalmist, Jason Riley. All of those are good outlets other than the one I just obviously told you. We'd love to have you on. I think we got our Calendly booked out for a little bit, but
We actually don't. We're empty.
Plot twist, we're empty, so we would love for you guys to come on as soon as possible. We try to keep it family friendly on here so that everybody can watch the show. But that's all I got, Jason.
Do you think this is actual Jaime, or do you think somebody has took his account? Because he is saying things that don't make any sense. He's just having dementia? No, is that what's happening?
This is Jaime. What do you mean?
Oh, makes sense.
You guys are funny. Which days do y'all do funny? My name's Chip Hugginsby.
That's what Jaime sounds like in real life.
Not what he's... Oh, you can show him the Jaime... Before Boston designed the new one for us, this was our old prize for the thing.
Where's the other thing?
It's in the videos.
Hooray! Right there. Great job from Jay Pineapples. That's what you would get originally if you won the quiz.
We've updated our prize.
Glaze donut. All right, sweet Jason. Let's wrap up the show here. We got one more segment. Is that right?
Yeah. And again, if you're listening to the show right now on the podcast, make sure to come check us out live at 5 p.m. CST on Mondays. And we do the funny then. You can always check out our podcast whenever you want, anywhere that podcasts are. That's Flows, the number 4, the letter U. And yeah, we definitely need people. So if you have any ideas, please let us know.
I'm trying to look for another co-host. So if you guys, you know, really just, you know, want to promote yourself, take Jason's spot, totally here for it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you're saying, Jason.
I don't know if you could pull the show off without me, Trey. I'm just saying.
I'd do a different show.
You do a totally different show. So you have the amazing I mean, it's like, oh no, are you leaving? No, we're not going anywhere.
You're leaving? Oh. Anyway, just let's move right along.
But now a time, Mr. Simon, we're gonna do our closing bit, which is
Hey, bro. All right, cut it, bro.
Trey's therapy session. Oh, by the way, after the therapy session, we'll do a closing music, but stay on the line, Simon, so we can say bye legitly. But here we go. Hey, Trey, I know that you're tired of this carousel of therapist, but obviously you're not important enough for me to deal with, so I brought in another therapist to be able to help you out. Here he is, Simon of Hot Toast Music Company. And yes, I know it's confusing that I grabbed a musician to be your therapist, but again, I can't afford real ones.
Well, I feel like he is a real one since he's here on the show today, and this is kind of the segment where we do have therapists on because, you know. Anyway, I appreciate you coming on, man. I always need extra help.
Yeah, I'm here to help. Okay, so I needed to ask you some questions, don't I, as a therapist? Because that's what us therapists do. I'd like to know, like, what's going on with you and the poo-poo coffee? What's with the, where's that interest coming from?
You know, as a kid, growing up in Indonesia, I know you can tell by my complexion. We would always catch these cats that were called civets, and we'd keep them as pets. And, you know, one day we saw them eating coffee grounds. I was like, that's interesting. Cherries. They're eating these cherries that have coffee grounds, coffee beans in them. And they started pooping them out in mass. And we're like, you know what? Hey, let's make coffee out of it. Why not? You know? And then we just started a business, and it's called Kaka Coffee, and it's really picked up, and that's it, man. Wow. That's all I got to say about it.
Wow, it's now, amazing.
Are these coming from like just regular cats? Is your Kaka Coffee just like orange cats just pooping out cherries?
No. So since I grew up in Indonesia, called civets, and they do this naturally because it's a treat for them, but it's actually a delicacy for us over there.
But then why aren't you buku rich like the other people that run the same situation?
Well, it is poo.
Fair.
More or less, yes.
All right. Next question.
Next question. I'm asking this another. Oh, yeah, I'm the fifth.
Yes, you got two more.
Two more questions. Okay. Your socks more?
Great question. I'm actually really glad you asked.
Yeah.
I don't really have an answer. I think the aroma that permeates through the socks themselves wake me up. And that's when I actually need to change my socks, is when it's so bad that I wake up at 6 a.m. and I'm like, it's time. That's I don't know why that's become a thing. Saves on laundry, you know, detergent and water usage, and overall just time. So yeah,
I'm seeing a common thread here with the poo-poo coffee, the stinky feet. Getting up in the morning.
Coffee, but yeah.
Getting up in the morning seems to be an issue that.
Oh, not anymore. Since I have Kaka Coffee, I get to use my own surplus. And again, the socks, I feel like I've become less of a problem because I have the coffee situation. But yeah, man, I mean, business is just like, it's blowing things out of proportion and out of the water. And it's just like, it's crazy. Mm. I mean, wait. Really weird aftertaste. But other than that, I mean, it's great.
Oh, we're still going with this, huh? Nice.
Sacrifices must be made. Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, that leads me to my last question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Nice.
I'm so glad you asked me that question because
Trey,
we're starting to learn how to tame crocodiles, and wouldn't you know it, they also love the cherries that contain these coffee beans. So if you're ever interested in investing in my newest company, Saltwater by the Mile Crocodile Coffee Company, they are actually beginning preparations on that coffee right now. So in 5 years, I see a grand, nice little business owner of two coffee companies, and they both dealing in caca.
Wow.
Amazing. I you might need a new therapist. I don't know if I have the training.
You got this, man. I think you're doing great. Simon, you've been amazing, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope we at least, if anything, we entertain you today. And I hope you
so
took
fun.
Away something.
So fun.
But awesome, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much for hopping on the show. Hi, man. I'm glad to see you back on the show. He said, oh, no. He said, remember the Scott's Tots episode of The Office? So many cringe moments in that episode. That was amazing. Yeah. And then he said, this podcast makes me scared to go to sleep. And then he said, my pets poop senzu beans. Dragon Ball Z reference for those of you who are unaware.
Ooh, love Dragon Ball Z.
Ooh, okay. Well, maybe we should have talked about that instead.
I could have talked about it all day. I've seen everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Another reason why to have you back on the show. We should just have like anime portions of the show where we talk about the newest, latest, and greatest. But Simon, you're awesome. Jason, you're okay. We love you guys so much. We're here on Monday nights. That's all I got. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
We love you guys. Take care. Simon, stay on for a hot second. You don't have to stay on too long. But we just want to thank you for your time tonight, brother. But that's all we got. Love you guys. Take care.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep, flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you.